I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. The gods have it in for me and there's no denying it. After years of wading knee-deep through the wastelands of the dating scene in North Cork, didn't I finally find a man who doesn't name his facts? A farming man, no less, with 2 miles of road frontage and a mother cold in the grave with 10 months. So I don't have to be listening to the old witch asking if my father voted Fianna Fáil, as if. He tells me she was a lovely woman. But how would I know? The brown and him the eldest boy, sure she worshipped the prime farming ground that he walked on. Anyway, he's Mr. Right All Right, and he's obviously found another woman to teach him how to do the business, thank God, because I'm sick of saying no, not there either, you gowl, to the latest sex novice in my life. There's only one problem, and I think it might be a deal-breaker. Berna's brother got married again last weekend, and I brought my new lover boy along to the wedding. I asked him to put a bit of false tan on my back the night before the big day. And didn't he put the moves on me with a big blob of tan on his mitt? Doesn't he know that there are no moves allowed when you're helping with the tan? How can I break it to him gently? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
I have just the thing. Myself and the posh cousin have gone into business with a new beauty range. Our top selling item is a fake tan mitt with a slogan on it that reads, "I'm sleeping with your brother." Works every time. And I am sleeping with his brother.
So I'm like the Elon Musk of Ballin Temple, without all the evil giant corporations and obscene profits. Some people say, "Hey Ed, all you have is a string of failed food from a horse box startups." And I'm like, it's so not my fault the pond life peeps on Leaside weren't ready for mindful tantric kimchi donut burritos. Anyway, my friend Brian with a Y is the yin to my yang. He's all chinos and taking over his old man's business, while I'm on the verge of writing a book of short stories. You feeling me? Brian with a Y has a wife and kid now, which is terrible, but at least he's having an affair with the au pair. She's really chill for someone from Italy. I was over there the other night at this legit sick BBQ. I don't expect you to understand half of that, Audrey. When Brian with a Y's wife, KT, took me aside and asked me straight out if her husband is doing the dirt with the help, her words. So like any other chilled hipster, I both want to protect my friend and also end his marriage, because KT and myself had a thing back in the day and I see her as the one that got away. Would she come back if I tell her the truth? Ed, Ballin Temple.
Say nothing. My friend Claude never forgave me for revealing that her kin was having an affair. Mind you, it didn't help that he was having the affair with myself.
Come here. What's the story with Fancy and your old doll's mam? We've been seeing the old doll for a few years there now. She do be fierce hot in fairness. But over the last couple of weeks, I'm starting to notice she gets her looks from her mam. Her dad's like 2 bags of hammers. Thing is, the old doll do be giving me grief from the minute she wakes up in the morning. No, I don't blame her for that as such. Giving grief's to her job, like. The old doll's very good at it, in fairness. On the other hand, mam's all over me like a cheap suit. Anytime we go all over there, it's all cream cakes and you do be looking very well, don't you, Donnie? You must live in the gym from the mam, like. The old doll never says stuff like that. Not anymore, anyway. I genuinely think I'd be happier with the mam, even though she's nearly 50. Do you think the old doll mind? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool.
She'll be devastated. Finally gets rid of you, and every time she calls to the mam, there you are eating a cream cake. Oh, please tell me that's not some kind of filthy code.
It's getting apocalyptic on her WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes Dunner is struggling to run a Range Rover. Fifi underscore expensive pedicure said the price at the pumps meant she had to choose between her son's education and a trip to Crookhaven. She went for Crook in the end. We banned her for 6 weeks for being short of money, but we're all watching the old fuel gauge these days. Laura underscore spendit biatch even said that she went on a bus. Lifetime ban. So Audrey, do you know anyone that could tell Putin to stop his old war? Because this is really starting to hurt a bit. Jenny Douglas Road.
sorry to hear it's only hurting a bit. And there I was, thinking the war would teach Douglas Stunners there are worse things in life than not being able to ford the Blackrock Road. I'm some gowl.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.